This is Michael Gannett in the Jewish State. And I just happened to be in Jerusalem this morning. And I want to say thank you right off the bat to the guys at America's Web Radio who stand for truth and principle, who bring to the grassroots of the United States of America the fight for sovereignty and security that Israel faces every day. Yet, she leads the way in agriculture, technology, and medicine, and even the vast amounts of humanitarian work that the world never shows. So thank you guys at America's Web Radio. We love and appreciate you for all that you do. I have two guests here with me, but before I get into this, if you are not friends with me on Facebook, if you are not on my email list, then I would encourage you to please do that. Based on the fact that yesterday I had one of the most, it's been a year since I've been here, a little over a year now. I got here October 2nd, 2012. And it is amazing what this country not only has done to my life, but what it's shown me from the heart of the people. Yesterday I spent all day with the Israeli Defense Force, and thank you to those who sent in Hershey's chocolate bars with a note on each one saying thank you to the soldiers for defending the Jewish state. The results, the feedback that I got yesterday was amazing. And you can never comprehend what these folks, what these young people, what they were born with, what they're spoon-fed from the media and from Islam, from a bloody, vile religion, ideology such as Islam. It's unbelievable when you have a young 18, 19-year-old look at you and say, I didn't know. Everybody hates us. I didn't know. I didn't know that people cared. And we're the biggest ally of Israel, the United States, and yet these people at the grassroots level are not seeing our concern until Americans reached out through Hershey's for Heroes. Thank you. Thank you. I can't say it enough. How it changes and changes the mind, alters the heart, and encourages the emotions of these soldiers. When they see that note, when they see that note on that Hershey's bar from an American saying, we pray for you, we love you, you know, we stand with you, you'll never know what it does for these young people. You cannot comprehend. And I said, tried last night at 2 in the morning, I tried to sit down and write to try to somehow expel my experience yesterday into words. And I fell short. I mean, I stayed up till 3 in the morning. I started at 2 and I'm like, starting all over. I'm like backtracking, starting all over. I can't find the words to describe what I experienced yesterday in the proper text. Anyway, thank you to everyone who gave to Hershey's for Heroes. Keep those candy bars. Keep them rolling in. I like the background noise. That's a little ambiance, you know what I mean? Now, enough of that soapbox, because I'm feeling awful clean right now. You know what I mean? I like it. I like to get up on it and just scrub a dub dub, you know? Anyway, so back to topic. I want to say right now I'm in what they call the German colony, and I never say it right in Hebrew. Emek Refraim. Thank you. See, I always get it wrong. I even say Shlicha, which means excuse me. I don't even say it right sometimes as folks look at me like I got two heads. You know what I mean?
We're just not used to the southern drawl here.
Oh, it's killing me. You know what I mean? But these folks are good to me here. After a year, these folks are the best. I will fight with them every day. Every day. I would spill my blood on this soil, this God-kissed, Jewish-labored soil for these people. It's amazing. Anyway, I'm getting on the soapbox again. But it is my show.
I warned Adina. She's fully prepared.
I'm loving it.
Okay.
Loving it.
I am here with Zahava Englard, and everyone knows Zahava because she took me. And I did probably, first of all, Zahava was the first interview on Insight to Israel.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And Zahava took me on the first jaunt to Judea.
Mm-hmm. And we actually came across
saw
a stoning event.
Yeah, I didn't get to throw any rocks back.
Our soldiers.
I'd probably get arrested, but one day, I'm going to tell them to turn their head and throw rocks back at Muslims. Mm-hmm. It's going to be amazing. The pitching arm is going to come out, you know what I mean? Anyway, so Zahava took me on Jaunt of Judea 1, which is a video actually that a former colleague of mine, David Bedeen, said was very good. So that's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So and then Zahava hooked me up with Mark Pervisor for Jaunt of Judea 2 Part 1, which I'm working on Part 2.
And with Nadia Matar.
And with Nadia Matar. Thank you, Zahava. You have been a very valuable asset to Insight to Israel, formerly Middle East Research Center. But, you know, we got tired of being abroad. You know, it's all about the Middle East. No, it's about Israel.
Right.
That's why Insight to Israel was created, formed, developed, designed to bring the truth to the grassroots of the United States. So Zahava, welcome back.
Thank you.
But you have a special guest here with you, a friend, a teammate, a partner, business-wise.
Business-wise.
For all the demented-minded out there.
Friend-wise.
All the liberal leftists, freak shows out there listening. You have a very special friend here with you that you are about to go into business to. Actually, you pretty much got it started.
We just started, yes. My dear friend and partner, her name is Adina Mark. And she lives with me in Efrat, in Gush Etzion, in the Judean.
In her own house.
No, we live in the same neighborhood. I don't live with you.
No, well, she lives in the same neighborhood.
Nice.
She has six children.
Wow. You don't even look like a Courtney Cox.
Oh,
That's who she looks like, Courtney Cox.
Thank you.
And then like friends.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Six children. Wow. God bless you. Wow.
Yes,
God bless you, child. Wow.
Thank you.
Man, these Israeli women, my God.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow, we need a lot of Jewish babies.
That's right.
Raise them up as David.
Soldiers.
Exactly.
But you should, she's just a very strong woman.
Right.
Typical of Israeli women, but mucho strong. Her mother, I told you.
Yeah, do me a favor. Before we get into the whole thing, because we're going to talk about Israeli business, and then we're going to move into what you guys are doing.
Okay.
Because this economy in here, we discussed this off the air that, everything has its setbacks, its flaws,
right,
its shortcomings.
Right.
But for a 65-year-old country that leads the way in technology, agriculture, medicine, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Right.
When you go everywhere across this country and you see a crane everywhere, look, every time I see a crane, it's like, it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful.
I mean, Israel is constantly making great strides forward. And
yeah.
It's just...
And the shekel is very strong.
Mm-hmm.
Very strong.
That's right.
Adina.
Yes.
Listen, now where are you originally from?
I'm from New York.
New York. What part of New York?
Long Island,
okay. Because I like to differentiate between New York State and New York City. Some folks don't think to ask that.
That's right. I'm from Long Island, New York.
Okay. Now the accent's coming out.
There you go.
Yeah. So, okay, when did you move to Israel?
I moved to Israel 9 years ago, 2004.
Wow. What was that like? With how many children?
At the time, I had five.
Five?
One was born here.
And you have how many now?
Now I have six.
Now six, okay.
And how was it? It was tough. It was a big, 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 big job.
Do me a favor.
Unpacking and unpacking.
Do me a favor. Tell me that again. It was what?
It's a big, big, big job.
No, I want to hear that first word. It was tough.
Oh, it was definitely tough, yeah.
Now,
on many levels.
I'm going to stop and I want to say this real quick. And I won't take up more than just less than a minute. To the American Jews that whine and cry, first of all, I want to say, don't you dare speak for this country if you live in the United States.
Mm.
Don't you dare speak for this country. Don't you lobby. I don't believe in Jewish lobbying, okay? All that is self-centeredness, ego, playing to the United States government, which uses money, the funding, to dictate your foreign policy. And I defy the Jewish people here, the American Jews, that say, oh, we need Jews everywhere, the diaspora. You know what? You have a strong country. You don't need folks spread out. You don't need them spread out. You won't have to worry about a nuke attack. You won't have to worry about your enemies coming against you. I admire you and Zahava both. I admonish you as women, because I get too many of these whiny Jews, especially, and I don't mean to use that word. I'm not saying that lightly. Please, you know my heart. I wouldn't be here otherwise. But I got guys guys in the United States, and guys, young guys, lazy. I don't care if they have a law degree. Lazy cowards because they don't want to come to Israel. Because they got their pictures at the Kotel, wearing their little kippah. But they go back to the United States and they will not come here and fight with these people. Mm-hmm. They will not come here and put their children in the military, marry Jewish, and come and put their children
in
the military.
They're missing that connection. They're missing that connection. And
I think if you weren't a kippah, you know what?
They're missing the spiritual connection to the land.
I got you. I apologize. I see these young people in the military, and it goads me. I just read an article this morning. I didn't want to get off. I apologize.
That's okay.
I just read an article this morning about how John Kerry's calling more and more of the E Street?
J Street.
Oh. I just read it in Jerusalem Post this morning. J Street, you know, to get them to work and put more pressure on
J Street is an enemy of Israel. Yeah. And that's just the bottom line.
What is J Street? Can you tell me real quick?
J Street.
Is that like K Street where the lobbying is in D.C.?
J Street is an NGO.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a lobby group. They're made up of leftist Jews backed up by leftist funds and Arab money, okay?
Oh,
so we have to be very careful with J Street. They have their own anti-Israel agenda.
That is their agenda. I was just going to say their agenda is anti-Israel. They mostly target younger.
That's why. That's why. And then all the rabbis are calling. I had a guy criticize me. You can't criticize rabbis. I said, you know what? There's rabbis. You'd be in Israel.
Everybody. There is nothing Jewish and nothing pro-Israel about J Street.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Anyway, so I want to focus back on you two ladies, because I respect that. Six children. Four children. You said you came here with four?
I came with five.
Five. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Listen, I gave up a lot. I gave up a big, beautiful house and a big, fancy neighborhood and big, fancy cars and everything I wanted at my fingertips, at a whim. And I have a beautiful life here. I have no complaints at all.
So it wasn't giving up anything?
Well, it was giving up materialistic things.
But that's not your fault.
It was
cars will burn.
Moving children,
right.
And moving schools,
I can't imagine.
And moving places, different language and different culture.
Can't even imagine.
And that thought of my children, you know, being soldiers and putting their life on the line. But yeah, I did it. I wanted to do it. I'm happy I did it. Best thing I ever did.
Wow. 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 You know, I met on the bus yesterday this girl from Mother Russia. From Russia. Came here when she was 16 by herself.
Mm-hmm.
Her boyfriend from Germany came here when he was 15 by himself.
Mm.
By himself. Now he's in Gulani.
Well, you have the cream of the crop here. You have extraordinary people here.
It's true. Everyone who's here is because they want to be here, that's for sure.
Say it again.
Everyone who's here is because they want to be here.
Hey, you know what? I want to be here.
It's really, that's
it's
the way
a, it's
it is.
Amazing. It's amazing to come across people like yourself. And when I, you know what I was doing at 16 years old?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I told this girl. I was picking my nose, okay? At 16, you got a girl coming from Russia by herself to Israel.
That's right.
That's, I can't.
Special people here.
Those are words that I just can't, they can't, I can't form them.
Yeah.
So you're here now. Now, okay, up to this point, what have you done since you've been here? You're living in Frat, which is a very questionable area to the global community, if I'm not mistaken.
It's quote-unquote over the green line.
Yeah, you know, yay. Listen, I see plenty of grass on your side. I see nothing but stones. And
it's a beautiful place to live. It's a wonderful place to raise children.
It is. I've been there. It's several times. It's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, and a lot of special people in that particular community as well. Very Zionistic, idealistic, driven, motivated movers and shakers.
Yeah.
So I'm very proud to be in their company. What have I done since I've been here? I was a full-time mom for a lot of it.
Yeah.
Running a business with my then-husband.
Right.
Who's no longer my husband, but we ran a business together.
Did he pass away?
No, he didn't pass away.
Oh, okay. Usually that's what happens. I'm sorry, the divorce rate is 50% everywhere.
You should let him do well. Yeah. And since I came here, I've just been entrepreneuring, if that's a word.
Nice.
That's a verb.
Nice.
Starting off with my brother becoming a tour guide, helping him build his business, starting planning events, planning tours, bringing people here, showing them a side of Israel that they never knew existed.
Wow. You know, I want to say thank you to the Jewish people, because And I tell this, the soldiers, they don't, you don't think, we don't think about these things. If it had not been for Hashem giving the Jewish people Torah, we would not have a Constitution, a Bill of Rights. Now that's a fact.
Go. Explain.
Explain that?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, look, first of all, God has acknowledged all through our founding documents.
Correct.
Every single correspondence right. between our founding fathers. And usually we just think of Jefferson and Franklin and all these guys. Do you know that the rest of these guys, how many people signed the Declaration of Independence?
How many?
32. Mm-hmm. 36, something like that. I'm off a little bit, but that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I should know that.
Mm-hmm.
But do you know that the majority of these men were pastors, some of them circuit rider preachers.
Is that right?
That went and they founded once Christian colleges like Yale and Harvard
mm-hmm.
that were God-fearing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all of our founding fathers, not all of them, ones that made comments about the Jewish people or about Israel or about Torah, look, farming, we got that from Torah. Thomas Jefferson and George Washington did in-depth research, reading Torah, and then finding out, like, discovering new forms of agriculture,
mm-hmm.
burning off the land
mm-hmm.
after you use it after so many years.
Mm-hmm.
That came from Torah.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many details, banking,
mm-hmm.
business, how you treat people in general. Look, slaves. Slaves was a common thing then.
That's right.
So, you know, we look down on those things, but then there were good people that had servants,
right.
and then there were people that treated them bad that had slaves. There's a difference in the mentality. We're not willing to differentiate between them. I said that twice, but anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So, look, this rugged individualism, this independence, and look, it started with the Jewish people. God was your leader. Pillar of cloud by day, fire by night. God, you weren't even supposed to take a king. King Saul, the first king, you weren't even supposed to take a king. God said, depend on me. And that's basically what the United States was formed out of. Big government out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
This is where business comes in. Big government out of the way. That rugged individualism. Listen, I'm going to do the right thing, focused, I'm principled, my life is... That's when the country is principled. We're not any longer. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why our businesses and everything else. When you have social chaos and immorality, then you will have... No, people are not going to care how they spend their money in the government.
Right.
They're going to do whatever. Throw it out to everyone they want. Welfare, this thing is working. You're just getting a bunch of money. So my point is that thank you to the Jewish people for giving me my freedom, that rugged individualism. So this is where this stems from. This is where it all stems from. The root started here in Israel. And there's no better place. If you are Jewish and sitting back in the United States and you're living a mundane life, I'm going to say that, mundane, boring, like everybody else.
But you don't know what you're missing.
You have no clue what you're missing. So you guys got together. When did you meet?
We met quite a few years ago, and we became friends. We were friendly. We were, neighbors, as it were. And, I don't know, maybe a few months ago, 6 months ago in the works, talking about putting together this venture. I have some experience in it. I've been doing it, like I said, I have been doing it for the past few years.
Right.
And I, like, you know, I just, I'm in awe of Zahava. She's just an amazing, dynamic. I mean, I'm like...
Everyone is. I get people that don't even know her in the United States post on my Facebook
she's
page.
She's just like, she's so fabulous.
And...
Listen, she's beautiful.
Talking more about my
personality.
Beauty.
Right, exactly.
Her beauty and how attractive she is, that goes without saying. But
you guys boosted my confidence levels just sitting here with you in public.
I'm in awe of her. I think she's the most fabulous thing that I've met and seen and dealt with and known in a long time.
And a bull. And she can be a bull in a china shop,
and
too.
I wanted to be associated
poetically.
With her.
No, that's a good thing.
And I want to be associated with her. And we just come from the same mindset. Like,
right.
We physically come from the same place. We're both from the United States.
Right.
We both picked up our lives and brought our families and moved here because of the idealism
right.
and our belief system. And we made a lot of sacrifices that were well worth our while.
Absolutely.
And we're on the same page.
Nice. So
And why does A to Z?
We're awesome.
We are awesome. And why does A to Z then speak our language to other people? Want to go there?
Look, I don't want to ruin this.
Don't ruin anything.
This path.
Don't ruin
I want to hear about your mother. Because I think it's important for people to know.
Yeah. Yes, it is important.
I think it's important for people to know.
Okay.
Because we're going to, listen, I like the sunshine and rainbows, okay? But you got to go through a storm.
That's right.
To get to that.
Right. So I'll tell you, my mother, I was raised by a very Zionistic, altruistic, real to the core person. She had a really, really good life, childhood, adulthood, marriage, and etc. But in her heart was Israel. It was always in her heart. If she ever had a vacation, if she had money to spend, it was to come here.
Wow.
And her dream was to move here. And it didn't happen until how old was she? She was in her late 40s.
Wow.
By the time her dream came true. My youngest sister was at the time 12. And her husband, not my dad, her husband was financially and in terms of his profession able to make the move. She pushed forward, we're going.
Wow.
Now, it was at the time really difficult for me because there I was, a young mom with four little kids. My mom lived really close to me and was a big source of support and help. And she picked up and left.
Wow. That's unusual to have
tough.
A grandmother.
That's right. And her last words were, "You're going to come. I know you're going to follow me. I'm not worried." Yeah. This is temporary separation.
You know, can I point something out here? This is very amazing because I see this a lot in this country. The young people come here and they get married and have children and the parents follow.
That's right.
It's amazing to me.
Dream, yeah.
It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
That influence. It used to be, now the older folks, especially the ones who made first, second, third, fourth, and fifth Aliyah, they're probably not even alive now, but the ones who scratched out this land after 48, who went through all the wars, they were the ones, now they're older. And unfortunately, some of those people left after a lot of these instances took place. That's amazing that your mother had that kind of... Because usually folks are set in their ways.
It was always in her plan. It was always on the table. As soon as
wow.
it could happen, that was the plan. And in August 2001, her dream came true. She moved to Israel. She moved to Efrat. And as in her words, lived in the Garden of Eden. She said she had never been happier.
I agree.
In her entire life, and couldn't have asked for more, and couldn't have been better, and it literally dream come true. And she enjoyed that for about 9 months, because May 29th of 2001, she was in the car leaving Efrat on the way to Jerusalem on Highway 60, and it was the heat. The belly of the Intifada, if you remember, in 2001.
Yeah, now, I've had someone do this before.
Mm.
Explain to the listeners what that is.
The Intifada?
Yeah. Yes.
Lala Zahava explained.
Our terrorist war.
Okay.
Against
Sum it
Israel.
Up.
What happened was there were negotiations.
Was this... What year was this?
2001.
This was after the Oslo.
Of course. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oslo was signed in 1993.
Okay.
So for years and years, there were negotiations.
It was actually the second Intifada, because the first Intifada was directly after the Oslo, and then this was the second Intifada between 1999 and 2002, approximately.
Right.
It's for all those non-history buffs out
there. So there was some major negotiations. I believe it would... Barak was the prime minister.
Barak and Arafat.
And he basically offered Arafat like 99% of what Arafat was asking for. But rather than Arafat negotiate the last 1% of the deal, he initiated the Arab terrorist war that the Arabs referred to as Intifada.
And I just read yesterday in J Post that the Palestinians, I don't even like the word Palestinians.
They're not Palestinians, they're Arabs.
The Muslims.
Let's
narrow it down. Anyway, that the peace talks are more than likely going to fail. I've read that the past week.
Of course they're going to fail because we're dealing with people who really don't
believe. Right.
We don't really believe in peace talks. I'll tell you, during those negotiations between Barak and Arafat, my mother was the one who said, "I respect Arafat's so much. Yeah. I looked at her. I said, "What do you mean?" She goes, "He sticks to his guns. He's not giving in.
Right?
He wants
okay.
what he wants, and he's not negotiating."
I mean, it's a sad thing. He's a child molester. But anyway, that's another thing.
She was being, you know, like facetious, saying, "I respect him because he believes in what he wants,
and
he's not giving
it.
In."
Yeah.
Barack is willing to negotiate and give here and give there. What? Why? Why are you giving in?
Right.
Don't give in. Stick to what you believe in.
So during that time.
So what? So it's about a 20-minute car ride from her home in Efrat to Jerusalem. She was going with her husband, and about 5 minutes into the ride on that highway, Arab car drove by, shot at their car, starting from the rear windshield along the driver's side and the front windshield.
Wow.
My brother was sitting in the back seat, was shot and injured. There was a trampist, meaning a hitchhiker, that they gave a ride to, a 19-year-old girl who was shot and killed. And my mother was shot and killed. She was shot in the neck.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And that incident and all the feelings and emotions and thoughts and whirlwinds and swirling things, it was a process, but it led
Were
to
you
my
here?
Bringing me here. I was living in Long Island, but it made me say, like, I'm coming. I'm going to be here.
Wow.
I'm not going to let them win.
Right. Wow.
They think they're going to take one or two away. I'm going to bring five and six more.
Absolutely. Wow. Wow.
That's right.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. Did they ever find the guys who did it?
Officially, yes, but, you know, they all work under different titles and, you know, Fatah, and they're all kind of overlapping.
They're different groups.
They're different, but they're not. So the actual individuals, I don't know if they were actually caught, but, yeah, there was groups who took...
The only thing I can say to that is, number one, I'm very sorry for your loss. It was needless, pointless, senseless. And the other thing I'm going to say to the American people is, you better wake up. Because Islam has infiltrated every aspect of the United States. And you better be willing to do whatever it takes to remove the cancer of this ideology from our country. But you know what? If you're going to sit back, you better be willing to... I'm going to say it. We're shedding blood all over the world. You better be willing to fight. I got no problem saying it. Because I'm going to tell you, I will not live. I may die one day, and it's not going to be old in my bed. But when they come for me, you better know I'm going to take 60 out. It's going to be said of my Gano, when I die, I'm going to take 60 or 70 with me. I'm going to send them straight to Allah. Of course, there is no Allah, so they're probably going to meet Hashem. And then they're going to be in a very hot place, because I'm a Christian and I believe in hell. Anyway, enough of that. Listen, yeah. It was pointless. Mm-hmm. Pointless. And, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, wow. She was an American citizen who came to Israel for the love of Israel and died and was killed.
It's sobering.
But the positive outcome is that
You're here.
And her grandchildren are here, and they're going to marry and have more grandchildren and great-grandchildren. And
nice.
They're not going to win.
Well, you know, we just spent 28 minutes. Now we're going to get to the nitty-gritty. After our break, I want to thank everyone for listening to Insight to Israel. It's kind of a casual day, and that's okay, but we're getting a lot of good stuff across. So thank you for listening. We'll be right back. This is Michael Gano with Insight to Israel. Every day, the Israeli Defense Force finds itself on the front line of the war with the militant arm of Islam. Surrounded by enemies from within and without, they fight for the only Jewish state. Military service is mandatory, ladies serving 2 years and men serving 3 right out of high school. While young people in other democracies are busy traveling or attending university, Israeli men and women gear up for basic training. In a world of heads of state, politicians, ambassadors, diplomats, and a leftist media, many times our voice at the grassroots level is drowned out. So we started an ongoing project called Hershey's for Heroes. Patriot conservatives from all over the U.S. are sending Hershey's chocolate bars with a note of thanks for defending Israel. Won't you join us by sending a sweet message to the IDF? For information, please see my Facebook page at Michael Gano. Thank you, God bless Patriot conservatives, and God bless Israel in her struggle for sovereignty and security. And we're back. This is Insight to Israel. Wow. What a first half that we had. And a lot of information. It's great stuff. was just, listen, I was just, you guys weren't seeing it because I had my back turned, but that was an ideological buffet, okay, of truth. What I should say is, I have the same. That was a buffet of truth, and I'm now picking it out, picking it with an ideological toothpick. That was good stuff. Great stuff, great stuff.
Make this stuff up.
No, it's this is life. This is life. To its fullest, to its greatest, to its withering heights. This is life, and it's what makes living here in Israel. I wake up every morning and say, Baruch Hashem, thank God, it is another beautiful day in the Jewish state. I don't care if it's raining. I'm glad that I'm here.
We love the rain.
Yeah.
I'm glad I'm here. So, okay, ladies, you got this business that, look, Israel is a great place, to find a niche, to throw in your personality, your talents, your intellect, and create something out of nothing. Which is only possible with Hashem himself, going back to Genesis. So we got this business. So let's talk about the key focus of your business, what it actually does. Because, you know, there's a lot of these type businesses out there, but you guys have a special group of people that you've networked with that... You know, a lot of people come here and you know, it's one thing to go to a restaurant and have a good time and have a room set aside and whatever, celebrate your birthday or a bar mitzvah, whatever special event that someone has going on in their life. But from our conversation off the air, you're going to take this and upgrade it, upscale it.
We want to take their celebration and make it more meaningful. And the only way to make it more meaningful is really to do it in the land of Israel.
Right.
There's nothing more meaningful than that.
Absolutely.
And we want to connect people, especially those people, the Jews in America or Europe, who are not connected with Israel. We want to build that connection for them. And we also cater to the Christian crowd, too. There's so many beautiful sites, so much of their history here as well.
Right.
So we want to connect everyone to
right.
this beautiful land. So while we do that, we create the most spectacular events that anyone can ever dream of.
And you know, it's fascinating because, and I talk to a lot of Christians in the States. Some of the guys I went to college with are pastors now of churches, and they contact me. They know the historical aspect, but they don't see the up-to-date, all of the benefits and features that Israel has to offer when it comes to restaurants, vineyards. Look, you're going to have a thing where guys, if you've got like a birthday coming up, you want to make it a guy thing or a bachelor party, you can literally go and do things that are very unique that you can't really do in the United States. And if you can, it doesn't offer that uniqueness, that touch
right.
that only Israel can bring.
Right.
And so tell us about, okay.
You want Adina to go into the Army Day that we have?
Yeah, let's talk about that, and then we're going to move into some other areas. But I think
okay.
it's very interesting. Go ahead, Adina.
The Army Day is an amazing, amazing experience that is absolutely geared towards men and women and children. We have a program where you can experience a day or even a week or a few days of basic training with actual retired or active IDF, Israeli Defense Force, special unit.
Special Forces guys.
They're going to train you. They're going to work with you. They're going to teach you the Israeli methods and the Israeli techniques of shooting, of Krav Maga, of anti-terror, of all kinds of defense and military techniques. And it's a load of fun. I mean, it's crazy fun and crazy exciting. And you get to have this one-on-one experience with these actual soldiers, to hear their stories, to be able to interact with them. It's a once-in-a-lifetime thing. You're never going to forget. You're going to be blown away. You bring your family here for your birthday, for your anniversary, or for a family vacation, and you give them a day like this. There's nothing like it.
Yeah.
You can't do it anywhere else.
Now, the distinguishing factor, and look, I love the American military. They're the best. it's unfortunate, as a side note, what they're having to go through right now.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, look, we're not faced, the United States and our military is not faced with the everyday threats like Israel is. So it's a different mentality. It's so it'll be a completely different experience than what you would have with someone in the special forces of the United States. Not belittling that. It's about the atmosphere. It's about daily.
It's daily.
What you're faced with
current.
Daily.
It's happening today. It's happening now.
Everyone here is on the front line.
Right.
And that's what the difference is between Israel and anywhere else in the world. And this country is on the front line. And every citizen is basically a soldier.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, yeah, it gives it that special, that
it's so unique. It's so unique. It's so special. There's nowhere else that you could do it. And on the other end of the spectrum, you know, if you're an art lover, if you're an archaeological fan,
yeah.
We're going to put together a day or a few days that you can't imagine what's going on here between the archaeological excavations of the Jewish history of the Bible, the Christian history, and the New Testament. There's nothing that will amaze you and inspire you more than an archaeological tour that we can put together for you. Museums. I mean, we have a treasure of museums.
Oh, it's amazing.
Treasure.
And wineries. If you're a wine lover.
Yeah. And, you know, let me say that as a side note, because one thing I've noticed here in Israel, things like wine are very respected. And I say that in the sense that after living in Washington, D.C., and mostly living in big cities my adult life, people here look at things like wine very differently. It's not something you get drunk off of.
Oh, no.
And find yourself staggering in the streets.
Part of everyday life.
Yeah.
Everyone
and
has a glass of wine with dinner.
It's respected. It's respected. And actually, I've gotten a lot of emails from American Christians, and I said, look, you know, you have to look at the way that it's handled, the viewpoint that it comes from. And because, look, in the United States, alcohol, wine, even stronger drink, is abused a lot, and it's seen as everything, unfortunately, centers around that drinking, binge drinking mentality. At events in Washington, D.C., I went to so many. So I just wanted to clarify that because it's almost like an art form here.
It is definitely almost like an art form, and the Israelis take a lot of pride in the vineyards and wineries and the wines that are produced locally.
They're global.
Absolutely.
Global. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
unbelievable.
We have beautiful winery tours. And look, imagine taking your family or imagine taking a trip with a group of friends and not only connecting to your heritage, okay, but also celebrating a beautiful occasion and also having fun. I mean, could you imagine, you know, a wedding ceremony or a birthday dinner, okay, with a view of the site of the old temple, where the temple stood, where Jesus walked.
Right.
I mean, how beautiful and meaningful can that,
and
better can that get?
I've been involved with events where we would take groups of people to wineries and they would sample the wine, but on top of that, we would have them walk through the actual vineyards, just be on the land, be with the vineyards, listen to the people, explain to them all the love and care that goes into growing the vineyards. So they're there, they're seeing, they're touching, they're smelling, and then they have the privilege of tasting.
And
so it's,
they can also get involved if they're here at the right time in the process of
picking
the grapes.
Yes. Yes.
And
yes.
Putting their feet
and stomping the grapes.
Right.
Wow.
Like the Isle of Lucy.
I haven't done that. I haven't done that yet.
Oh, it's a great experience.
I work too much, and that's okay. But I mean, that's something I'd like to experience for myself.
We'll
I've been here
on.
For a year, you know.
We'll get you there.
And something I mentioned before, which I just want to reiterate.
Yeah.
I don't think a lot of people who've never been here think that it's all about sand and camels and missiles.
Right.
And it's not. There
are those things.
There are. Sure, we have those.
But overall,
things.
This is.
But overall, Israel is an amazing country.
Yeah.
It is not third world. It's just an amazing country that is progressing on a daily basis. And there's just so much beauty here.
Right.
And so much sophistication as well.
Right.
That we want to show people, you know, from the land to the great buildings and the great venues that we have, and just in every aspect.
Right. So, so far we've hit the military. We've hit things like vineyards, historical sites,
culture.
Archaeological.
Culture.
Right.
All these things. So I guess my question is, and this is the question of a lot of people, look, it's expensive to for an American to fly to Israel. Now, there are some cheap ways to get here, inexpensive ways, if I could use that term.
Mm-hmm.
You can fly various airlines. Do you have a way that you can help folks get set up? Because that's like square one, getting here.
You're talking about flights?
Yeah, getting here.
Of course. We'll help people find the best deals they can get and the best fares they can get.
And by the way, I can hook you up with some people I know in the travel industry.
Absolutely.
I'm sure you know a lot of people.
Yeah.
But it's always good to know someone
else. Absolutely.
We're very hands-on, and what we provide is a service that is, you know, we take you and we carry you from start to finish. We're with you every step of the way. So if it means getting you a better fare, finding the right hotel in which particular city.
We'll make it interesting and stay.
Everything you want, we're going to take care of it, and we'll work within your budget. You know,
yeah.
A lot of the things that we're describing sound way out of your league, or maybe Joe Schmo's league, but it's not. It's
right.
All workable within your budget. We can work with you. We want to work with you.
Right.
Because we want you to be here. We want you to see what you can do here. And, you know, in the end of the day, when you're making a big celebration or a vacation somewhere in the United States, at the end of the day, you're spending a lot of money.
Absolutely.
It's not cheap to take a family on vacation.
No. And you might as well spend the money to get here.
Let's make it meaningful.
Right. Absolutely. Because it's about memories. It's about memories.
It's about memories. It's about what Adina said, making it meaningful. Anyone can have a celebration anywhere.
Right.
Making it in Israel, you can't get more meaningful than that.
No, certainly can't. So, man, I'm looking for the sugar.
Oh, that's what we're looking for.
No, it's okay. I'm enjoying this coffee here. So how did you come up with the name A to Z? Okay, that's pretty simplistic.
Adina Zahava.
Those are great business cards I'm looking at here. And
I'll tell you the truth. It took us a long time. It seems like we came up with that name kind of like with a snap, but it wasn't. It took us a while because we wanted something that explained what we do.
Right.
And gave a feeling of our level of service, you know. We're not a tour company. We're a sophisticated
event
plan.
But sophisticated doesn't necessarily mean
high,
over the top expensive.
Right.
It doesn't have to be. It can be if you want. Great.
It can be, but it's more like tender, loving care, sophisticated care from start to finish.
Right. Wow.
So
fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, folks could use that today, and you know, with the difficulties in life, sometimes it's good to spend a little extra money on yourself.
It's also very good to have go-to people who know how to speak the language, who know the contacts here, who to call, how to arrange everything. Someone from the United States or from Europe, they don't know who to call. They don't know how to go about it. We're going to do the footwork for them. We're going to host them. And all they have to do is relax and know that everything is going to be taken care of by us.
Right.
It may seem like an indulgence that you're spending more money hiring people like us, but in the end, I think you'll find that you'll save money because we'll get you the better rates, we'll get you the better prices. We have the ins and outs. It's not going to Expedia.com, okay? It's not the same
right.
thing. It's just not. It's a personal touch with people who are involved and living here, and in the midst of it, we're going to save you money. We're going to make it the best, you know, the bang for your buck that you can get.
Right. So, have you guys had any? Now you just started. When did this become official?
What does official mean? When the Facebook page goes up, is that official? I mean, officially, we consider ourselves official for a few months.
Okay.
But on the air, so to speak, is in a couple of weeks.
So have you had any takers yet?
We have a lot of requests for proposals. We got a lot of inquiries.
Okay.
Yeah,
we got a lot of inquiries.
Have a number of proposals.
No, that's
a lot of interest and inquiries, and we're working on a whole bunch of different things, all kinds of, you know, all different. What's the word? From different ends of the spectrum.
Right.
We have somebody who wants to do a group event at the Dead Sea. a health program.
So oh, nice.
She's a nutritionist, and she wants us to run this program for her.
Yeah.
And someone else is talking about her daughter's bat mitzvah, where she wants to do something very meaningful and fun.
Right.
So we gotta we're gonna find something really great that's gonna be fun and meaningful for her daughter. We have a lot of ideas. And yeah,
look,
we're rocking and rolling.
A lot of people, we've had a number of requests to do events on the beach.
Yeah,
a lot of people like that.
Bar mitzvah celebration at the beach.
Yeah, it's amazing. The sunsets here are amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
Nothing
amazing.
Nothing like it.
Like up in Caesarea, up in that area, it's just beautiful.
And you're like in these authentic ruins from thousands and thousands of years ago,
right.
And we like whip it up with flowers and tooling and all kinds of decor, where you're taking the background of the authentic ruins and excavations and we make it modern and beautiful and fantastic.
Wow Yeah, because it is amazing some of the things that I've been to. I was invited to a wedding in Caesarea.
Mm-hmm.
And they, like these Roman ruins,
mm-hmm.
they were getting married.
Exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, they were getting married. I was like, wow, this is like amazing.
So amazing, right?
It is amazing.
I mean, you can't.
It takes your breath away.
You can't do that in the United States.
Right.
You just can't do it.
Takes your breath away.
And, wow.
Yeah.
So, okay, here's my question.
First, take a sip of coffee.
Can Sababa, which means yes and good. So, when you guys got together, did you first say that we want to start a business? Or did you right off the bat say, we want to start a business like this? You see where my question is? It's coming from one of two aspects.
Mm-hmm.
We want to start a business. We don't know what we want to do, but we want to do a business together. Or did you come together and say, we need to do a...
Well, the second one.
I'll tell you, Zahava and I are both single moms. And we're both in our first interest was to support our families.
Right, because it's expensive to live here.
It's expensive to live here.
I can't...
Kids are expensive, and we got to support our families, and we're, you know, independent working women.
I don't know how you do it, because I couldn't.
And...
I probably could, but...
And that being said, I knew that we could work together in whatever we decided. We'd be like this amazing...
Washing cars.
We'd be like such an amazing team no matter what business we chose, but because
washing
of...
Washing cars? Why didn't
we... Yeah, we should have done a car wash. like I said, I had a little bit of a background and experience
right.
In this field, and Zahava also, listen, even though she didn't do private events,
right.
But she, working for the organizations that she's worked for and all of her
working
writing.
Working with Mark Provisor.
Yeah.
Bringing groups to Judean Samaria.
Yeah.
She knows.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
Mark's a fantastic guy. What he does in Judea and Samaria is amazing.
Right. Zahava's got a huge hand in what he does. She was a huge part of that for many years.
I didn't know this.
I've been with the One Israel Fund for 20 years.
I didn't know that either.
As a volunteer, I would bring groups and escort groups to Judea and Samaria and just introduce them to...
What's going on?
The beauty of the land.
Yeah. Strengthen their ties and...
Wow.
You know.
Wow,
so
amazing.
It was a good match. We made a good match.
Well, look, we have... I want you guys to really lay it out for me here because we have a little bit of time,
mm-hmm.
but not much.
Mm-hmm.
It's going by quick.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we need to share with these folks, let them know why you guys... We do have... You've laid out some of these packages, but... Lay some peanut butter on me. We laid the jelly on the bread.
Mm-hmm.
Now spread it thick.
You want to go?
About why we're doing,
A to Z.
Okay. I think we didn't mention it in general.
Right.
We want to create memorable and meaningful events for people from the United States, Jews and non-Jews alike. We want to build their connection to this great land and show them everything that this land has to offer. And if they are going to choose any place to visit, whether just to go on a tour or to celebrate any memorable event that's taking place in their family, whether it's a wedding or an anniversary, or engagement, bar mitzvah, birthday, we can do it just so much better than they can have it done anywhere else because of exactly the venue of this entire land.
Now, you have a website.
Sure.
I'm looking at your card here.
Mm-hmm.
A-T-O-Z-E. Ah.
A-T-O-Z. One word. It's very easy. www.A-T-O-Z-Events-Israel.
Okay.
One word.
Nice. Nice.
And if anyone who's surf the web or interested in vacations and events, that's the trending going on these days, destination events is
right.
The hot thing, okay?
Yeah.
You go to any travel magazine, you go to any wedding magazine.
Yeah, Costa Rica.
Everybody's getting married somewhere else. They're going to Puerto Rico, Costa Rica. They're going to Venice. They're going to Spain.
Right.
Okay.
And it's a short wedding. Keeps the cost down.
It does keep
because
costs down.
A friend of mine got married in Scotland, him and his wife. They've gone there quite a few times. They love Scotland. And it basically came down to, if you want to be in our wedding, you pay for your ticket,
mm-hmm.
everything,
mm-hmm.
and your hotel and everything. And it kind of narrows down a bit. It narrows down who really wants to be there and who doesn't.
Well, let's be honest. When you have a wedding of 250 people, how many of them are your nearest and dearest?
Right. And it gets
so
expensive.
Isn't it nice to have just, the ones who really want to be there and the ones
people.
Who you really want there, but in this amazing location and such a
right.
memorable...
So basically, A to Z Events Israel is all about Destination Israel.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Wow.
Yeah.
No, that's a great way to sum it up. And, I think... Just from the outset, I think that you guys starting out is, I think you're going to do well.
Thank you.
And I'm willing to do whatever it takes because it's all about promoting the Jewish state and promoting Israel and showing the truth about what happens here. And the simple fact that you do what you do opens up a lot of hearts and minds to the truth about the Jewish state.
Thank you.
And that can never be ignored. So, at the end of the day, thank you for what you guys are doing. Now, we have 7 minutes.
Ooh, 7 minutes.
So, we need you guys, along with that, to now throw in.
To now what? I didn't hear that.
Throw something in. Go for 7 minutes.
Exactly. So, okay. So, how old is your? And this all sums up the business.
Yeah.
How old is your oldest? You have six.
So I have six. My oldest is almost 19.
In she's the military?
She's doing her second year of national service.
National service. Okay.
And my next is 18, and she's starting the Army next month.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So we got to help her out, and this goes towards helping out the soldiers.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. Then I got a 15-year-old high school girl.
Wow.
I got a 12-year-old junior high.
Oh, my gosh. A girl?
Girl.
Wow. How many?
One boy. He's the prince.
And then?
He's 10. And then my baby, seven years old. She's my sovereign. She was born here.
Wow.
She was born here, and she was named for my mother.
Wow.
And so they tried to take Sarah away, and I put another Sarah right back.
Nice, nice. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Now, Zahava, we talked before, and your son is out of the military. He's a paratrooper.
Well, I have two sons in the Army. One was a paratrooper. Well, he still is a paratrooper because he has reserve duty. And the other one is in artillery. So
nice.
Both
we need to get him
soldiers.
Some Hershey's for Heroes.
Right.
I told these guys the other day, I told these Navy SEAL guys I came across, I couldn't take their picture. And I said, listen, you guys want some? I'll swim the Mediterranean to get them to you.
Mm-hmm.
I'll cross the Negev and go to the Egyptian border to bring them to you whenever
right.
you want them,
right.
Right.
And, we need to do that for your son. And your daughter, when she joins up.
That's right.
Now, has she been... Now, part of your package deal is these guys that are training. Has she done anything with them, as they say?
She a few years ago, when she was much younger, she was maybe in high school or early high school, she did an Army Day. I put together for a few families a really fun Army Day. So she had a taste of it.
And this was
she had a taste of it.
This was a prelude to A to Z.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Nice, nice. And that's... Look, that gives the people, when you do stuff like that, the people that you connected, that's, I mean, that's fallow ground for business.
It's one of our favorite packages that we like to advertise.
No, because look, any real American that comes here, this is the stuff they love.
Right.
I get the emails all the time.
Yeah. Everybody loves it.
Everybody loves the military. If you are true blue dedicated, if you've got some any kind of fortitude or principles inside of you, you love the military. Because especially in a country like the United States and Israel, that is principled.
That's right.
You know, that's a principled military. Yeah. So
everybody here, it's all about, look, we all prefer that we did not have to fight, but we do. So we're all fighters.
Yeah.
We're all defenders. And this kind of day, or a few days, with the elite forces and learning how to do things, it just... it just adds to the fighting spirit. And
that's what the Haganah, the Palmach, and Edsel did. That's what the 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 5th Aliyah did. They had Torah in their heart, a plow in one hand, and a rifle in the other.
Right.
I mean, that pretty much sums up what the whole history of even the Jewish people in general has been. And that's why I am not surprised that you're taking this venture. I mean, this is a risk. This is a risk. Everything is.
Everything.
But you've got a lot more in line. You have families to take care of. You know?
If you don't take the risk, then...
there's no reward.
There is no reward.
And what better role models are we for our children that we're not only using our talents and our sophistication and our experience and our knowledge to put it to business, but we're also doing something idealistic.
Right.
We're building our country. We're bringing people here. We're making the connections. I say it's a win-win situation. It's a risk, but it's not really a risk.
No, absolutely.
I mean, like you said, you asked before, did Dina have this idea, you know, or any kind of business idea just to go into business? No, it wasn't just to go into business.
To be doing it.
It was to do something, yes, where we can support our families, but also, at the same time, we wanted to do something that's good for the country as a whole.
Right. No, absolutely. I think that was one of the... it's all about benefit. Benefits and features.
Right.
Listen, ladies, I admire, adore, embrace, cherish who you are as a person, a human being, and strong Jewish women. And I want to say thank you for taking the time to be on this show. And we're going to get you guys promoted. And you need to go, all the listeners need to go to www.A-to-Z-Events-Israel.com.
Okay.
And check out the website. And look, I know some folks coming here now that I wish that I could have put them in touch with you. Because we do the regular ho-hum tour thing, going around with a group of people that are so boring that I wouldn't spend 5 minutes with in a bathroom line.
We do not do boring.
You know? I can't handle it. It kills me.
Right.
I'd rather just hold it. You know what I mean?
Well, Michael, we thank you.
Thank you for all that you do.
No, you're welcome. Hey, listen, it's my due service to the Jewish people.
And I love looking at that YouTube about Hershey's for heroes.
We're going to get that going viral. I'll be pushing that big time. Look, I had the mayor of Efrat now wants to meet.
Oh, Deidre Vivi?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I just realized you and my mom would like each other because she used to bring back chocolates from the United States every time she took a trip.
Nice.
And hand them out to the soldiers at the checkpoints.
That's beautiful.
Keep them in her car.
Exactly.
So Oded wants to meet with you?
Yeah. Yeah, the mayor of Efrat wants to... It's gonna. Of course. You think I'd pass that up? I'm a boy, man.
No, Do you know what? In terms of what? What?
Just because he heard about what I did up there, and he's like, he wants to meet me and give me a tour of the front.
Oh, okay.
So, okay. With that said, this is Michael Gannell with America's with Insight to Israel, brought to you by America's Web Radio. God bless the Patriot Conservatives only, not the liberals of the United States, the Patriot Conservatives who stand for truth and principle, and God bless Israel in her fight for sovereignty and security.
Amen.
This is Michael Gannot with Insight to Israel. Every day, the Israeli Defense Force finds itself on the front line of the war with the militant arm of Islam. Surrounded by enemies from within and without, they fight for the only Jewish state. Military service is mandatory, ladies serving 2 years and men serving 3 right out of high school. While young people in other democracies are busy traveling or attending university, Israeli men and women gear up for basic training.
In a world of heads of state, politicians, ambassadors, diplomats, and a leftist media, many times our voice at the grassroots level is drowned out. So we started an ongoing project called Hershey's for Heroes. Patriot conservatives from all over the U.S. are sending Hershey's chocolate bars with a note of thanks for defending Israel. Won't you join us by sending a sweet message to the IDF? For information, please see my Facebook page at Michael Ganot. Thank you, God bless Patriot conservatives, and God bless Israel in her struggle for sovereignty and security.